Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I am your host. So it is the last Wednesday of the year. So we're doing the last What's On Your Mind. Bruno, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, dude. How was your Christmas, man?
It was good, man. How was yours?
It was good. We had the family over. I cooked. We had an Italian Christmas. We ate nothing but Italian foods. We had some lasagna, some good old homemade garlic bread and some stuffed shells, salad. It was a good time.
Did you listen to a little bit of Dominic the Donkey? E-aw, e-aw. It's Dominic. Who? Dude, you don't know the Dominic the Donkey Christmas song? The Italian Christmas song?
Listen, I've been introduced to All I Want for Christmas is a Hippopotamus for the first time this year. It blew my mind. I never heard that song before, and I was like, what? Who wants a hippo? The song made no sense. It's like Die Hard being a Christmas movie. It makes no sense.
Yeah. Oh, what the heck? Is that me?
Yeah, that ain't me.
Yeah, that sure is me. Damn, I just pulled up Facebook so I could see who the fuck's talking to us. Yeah, dude, it's Dominic the Donkey. You're gonna have to look it up. It's an Italian Christmas song about Dominic.
Yeah, we didn't go that far Italian. You know how you never go full retard? We didn't go full Italian.
Gotcha. Oh yeah, Cam's asking if you're his dad.
I am Cameron's daddy.
Yeah.
Fun fact, my son's real name is Cameron.
Oh, really?
Yes, it is.
Nice. Of course Cam would be watching. What's up, Cam? How you doing, buddy? All right, man, let's jump in. So let's jump into this. TheDetailSolutionsPodcast.com. We've been off of this for a while. I forgot what I was supposed to do here.
Yeah.
TheDetailSolutionsPodcast.com. It's where you can go and find all of the links or find the links to where you can listen to the podcast. If you're catching us on YouTube, or you're just catching us somewhere. I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're listening to us on a podcast, you know where to listen to us. It's also going to have our preferred vendor page. That's for all our advertisers. And not only is it going to have a click to take you to their click button to take you to their webpage, it's also going to have the coupon codes. We're trying to streamline everything to just being DSP. I know a couple of them are like a DSP, whatever, but we're trying to make it stupid simple. As long as you remember DSP, you can figure out the rest, kind of deal. Make it way easy for you guys and gals. But please, you know, make sure you guys are using the code. That's what's going to let them know that you are buying because of the podcast, and then they're going to continue to give Jason and I money. And we're going to continue to give you the funny. Hashtag money, money, funny. The Aussie boys are up watching us. So we got Dale and Cam. How you doing, Dale?
Dale? Hey,
yeah,
Dale.
Yeah, Dale's on. Dale's taking that sweet break from the Detailing Down Under podcast. So you won't hear him for a couple more weeks or another week or whatever. See, Dale's doing it right. Dale just does them whenever. He's not an idiot that just like cranks out two a week. And then also the merch store. You can go to the merch store. You can find some sweet Concaster t-shirts. You find the headphones, the Rupus headphones logo, the sweet hat. Right there, the sweet hat. Yeah, and so anybody who's watching us on YouTube,
we
do have sweet. So on YouTube, if you haven't watched on YouTube, we do stream these live every Wednesday night and Friday night when I do the Q&As. So you can check them out on on YouTube if you want. And that is the Detail Solutions Podcast on YouTube. Please make sure you go and like, share, subscribe, follow, hit that notification bell, all that cool, fun stuff on YouTube. I think Jason said on his live earlier, we're at like 91 subscribers. We're trying to get to 100 before the end of the year. So we just need 9 more people. Try to build that YouTube following up. Be pretty sweet.
I know you Aussies out got connections. Just ask all your Aussie buddies.
Yeah.
Subscribe.
MTE, man, it's super close now. I can almost smell it. I'm super excited. So if you're still on the fence about coming to MTE, January 26th through the 28th, 2023, and you're going to purchase tickets, use the code DSP15. You'll save 15% off of your tickets, and that is at mobiletechexpo.com. And while you're there, just go ahead and go to mobiletechexpo.com/golden-mic or golden-mic. And please leave us our nomination for winning the golden mic. Pay child support. to get us nominated nominate us for the golden mic. That's not based off of votes. It's actually based off of moving experiences or podcasts that's helped you out in a way or influenced you in a way or changed your life in some kind of way. Do that. What else? And then just wherever you're listening to us, please go like, share, subscribe, follow. Whether it's on Spotify or Apple or Google, or I don't know anybody who listens to anything other than Apple or Spotify. So maybe a few people. Maybe a few people are listening on Anchor or whatever. Click the Anchor links when I post those up. Please go leave us a review. Give us a 5-star rating. Leave us a review. Just like you guys asking your clients to give you a review to help you with Google, it does the same thing for us, not necessarily with Google, but does put us in a, hey, you also might like these guys on Apple and things like that for people who listen to other detailing podcasts or automotive podcasts or things like that, since we're in the automotive subcategory. So I think that's it. I think that's everything. Let's, I guess, jump into this. I kind of wanted to do like a little bit of a year in review. I mean, we don't have to get super specific because honestly, we're talking like 100 and something podcasts. I don't remember every single one we did, honestly.
So you didn't do your homework for the episodes, what you're saying? You didn't go through and be like, I remember that one. I like that one.
No, did not. I know one other announcement before we dive into this too much, but this is also a call-in episode. So you can call the hotline sponsored by Enzo North America. Shout out to John. Appreciate the support. And that number is scrolling across the bottom of the screen. So it's 689-610-2275. If you guys want to call and talk to us on the phone, or you can just do messages, Facebook message or Facebook comments or whatever. We'll see
Facebook those. Or YouTube comments. We'll see them both.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got 3 viewers on YouTube. You guys can chime in anytime.
We got, so then that means we got 4 on. Yeah, but 3, but you're on, you count as 1, right? So really,
yeah,
we
only that's have right.
2. Yeah,
that's right. So we have 2
and then you're watching on YouTube. And then you're watching on Facebook. Yes, we really only have like 3 on Facebook and 2 on YouTube.
Guess what, man? I appreciate every single one of them. Barry, Manny.
I do too. So yeah, man. I mean, year in review. I think the biggest thing for me for this year in review was the 50,000 total listens we got this year to get us to the 70,000 mark. All time. Like, that blows my mind. We had 20,000 the first year and a half, and we do 50. Actually, I mean 50 plus, really, because I mean the year's not technically over yet. So 50 plus you know, in this short, you know, year, is nuts. So, you know, it's only hopefully more next year. I mean, 70,000 next year would be nice.
I want to get like 70K a month. That'd be dope.
Dude, slow your jumps there, buddy.
Alex would have like the biggest head at that point. He couldn't fit through a doorway.
God, 70 a month, dude. What's that'd be almost 10,000 listens per episode. Like, that's just crazy.
We'd be in the vault.
No. You're live on the podcast with Alex and Jason.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
I didn't see the cam or Barry, dude.
Yeah.
I had to call and say hi, you know what I mean?
No, man. I love you, appreciate Barry. It. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, how you guys doing? Good?
Good, man. Good.
How
are you,
was
man?
Your holiday, brother?
Good, good. But listen, I couldn't call and just say hi by myself, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So I took it upon myself to invite a guest. How's that?
Oh, sweet. Who you got?
I might even shock you. Who do you think it would be?
I don't know. With you, it could be anybody.
It could be, you know. It could be a weirdo. It could be a nice guy.
Yeah.
But it's Joel LaPalme. How about that?
Oh, sweet. You're with Joel? How you doing, Joel?
Oh, okay.
Christmas boy.
Yeah. That's awesome. What are you two leaders of the industry doing together? Drinking some Stellas?
No, actually, we just thought we'd call in and say hi together.
Oh, nice. That's awesome,
yeah, that's nice.
We call it Crash a Podcast. Barry said, let's crash a podcast.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I love that.
So we thought we'd crash yours and take it over.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? We're tired of Bruno. He just talks too much.
You so, love me, you motherfucker. Don't deny it.
Bruno's a hell of a euchre partner. Him and I are undefeated, you know.
Anybody want to see us in spades? Bring money to the table this time.
So how was your guys' holidays? You have a good Merry Christmas?
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
It's been tough here, guys. I'll be honest. We've had so much snow. Roads really just started opening back up yesterday, and so we didn't really have a Christmas.
Yeah.
So we actually had our Christmas turkey dinner tonight.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
at least you got to have.
Listen, I mean, I'm surprised. Well, technically, I mean, not here where I'm at, but next county over, the other day, we technically had sleet.
Dude, I feel embarrassed to live in Florida.
Did I see somebody post it snowed in Miami 2 days ago or yesterday?
No, it wasn't that cold in Miami, but Broward County or no Brevard County, which is like where the beaches are, Daytona Beach and like New Smyrna Beach, Melbourne, all that. Apparently, they had a little bit of a shower go through the morning the other day when it was like 30 degrees, and so they had some
white on the ground, right?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was. They wanted to call it snow flurries, but they just said it was sleet. So
it was like what we clean off our windshield. With our
yeah, windshield. Exactly. Exactly.
It was probably more like the salt that goes on the road to melt the ice.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Is everybody here going to Mobile Tech? I assume.
Hell yeah, we'll be there. We'll be broadcasting. And then I believe so. Everybody, we'll give this a little shout. What's going on Saturday night? Jason and I are going to be headed to the SB3 house and doing a little live broadcasting at the SB3 house, right, Barry?
Yeah, and Joel, if you guys want to come over, you're more than welcome to as well. You know what I mean?
Let's have a big old party.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, yeah. Thank you for the invite. I don't know what's going on yet. You know, on the Friday night, typically we'll have the party at the. At the bar again and invite everybody, the whole army. And that's always a good time too. So yeah, maybe we'll do that on Saturday.
Yeah, it'd be great. I mean, we welcome everybody. You know that.
Yeah.
It's like you've always welcomed us to your parties, Joel. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 100%, buddy.
It's good for the industry when we all get together, I think.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to a little Animal House action over at the SB3 house.
No, we behave. You know,
be careful. Larry's got his credit card on that.
Yeah, Scott does this time. That's I don't have to with SB3. You know what I mean?
Nice.
But
so what are you guys looking forward to in 2023? You guys got any big plans? Anything you're just looking forward to?
I don't know. Go ahead, Joel. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you go ahead and then I can follow up.
I honestly, for a personal goal of mine, I'd like to see the industry come together. Mm-hmm. Truthfully, I know even me, I was a part of it years ago, and you know, we all get wrapped up and get stupid sometimes, I think, and let our egos check ourselves at the door. And you know, for me personally, I'd like to really see our industry all come together. I'm starting to see it a little bit, and I think maybe Joel could vouch for that as well. But you know, when we were at SEMA this year, it was just a different feeling. It was a really good vibe. People got along, everybody had a good time.
Yeah.
You know, and I would love to see our industry go that way even more. Truthfully, I think it's a good thing. And I think for me, for 23, that's my goal. Nice. I want to try to just be a good part of the industry and help bring it together. You know,
yeah.
There's enough cars and things for everybody. We don't need to argue and fight. And I mean, hell, I even argued with Joel a few times. And I think him and I for the years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But here we are, still having.
Oh, yeah, but we've always had a beer and shake hand afterwards, which is what's important, right?
Yeah.
You may never always see eye to eye with everybody, but it's important to like Barry said, like get the industry together.
Yeah.
I was just looking at my my whiteboard here and behind my head here, and it says 2023 will be grandma free. So that's one of our goals, right? Making it grandma free, new markets, new technology, and new ideas. That's what I got written right behind me on my board. So that's what we're looking at doing, and that's what we want to focus on.
Nice. I saw, it's funny because I shared this with Jason and our little text group or whatever. I saw a t-shirt that I thought was perfect, and it says, "Stop making drama, you're not Shakespeare."
Yeah, it's true.
That's never gonna stop, because there's people in the industry who have a tough guy complex. People with the tough guy complex ain't gonna fucking budge.
Yeah,
but here's the thing, I think if we all come together, you know, eventually you weed out the bad seeds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We see it all the time, but, you know, and I hate to say it that way, because you never want to weed anybody out. You know, I'm a firm believer that if somebody's struggling, you stand behind them and help them and support them. You know what I mean? But at the same time, there's got to come to a point where we as people with voices in the industry, whoever has them, there's a ton of us out there, you know, if we all come together and be better people and show them that we can come together, we need to take our leadership and influence that to others, I think. And I think we're starting to see that now, you know, in the industry a lot, to where you see a lot of the people come together, manufacturers, suppliers, you know, you bring the IDA into it and stuff like that. But as a whole, I think it starts at the top, and we have to set that bar.
Right.
And then eventually let that bar go down and pass it on to the next group and the next group. And, you know, I think the industry has a lot of potential.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at it, there's guys coming in here, and Joel has this great story of a guy that was in prison for a long time, you know, probably half my lifetime almost, and now he's doing some crazy numbers. This is an industry where we can all profit and make money and live a good life no matter what your background. And that's what we need to portray, I think.
Yeah.
It's not about making the millions. It's about making a good life for yourself. Right.
Well, and I think too, if people stop stirring the pot when the drama starts flaring up, if you just, you know, kind of keep scrolling or look the other way, like the drama will burn out faster than when people start, you know, commenting in and, you know, fanning the flames and that stuff to
well, now it's always the same guys. It's always the same guys.
Right, right, exactly.
You guys know that. And you know what? At one time or another, we got to stop giving them the attention.
Exactly.
Stop acknowledging their fucking drama.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we all fall victims to it, you know, sometimes as well, you know.
Right.
I'm not here saying that, you know, I just had a perfect online profile, you know, because I haven't over the years. But at the same time, when I look back on it, you know, there are some regrets there. And, you know, if you can use me as an example, as somebody who is making that positive difference for the industry, you know, please do. You know what I mean? But I think, you know, if just me and Joe on a phone call together, calling you guys laughing, having fun, you know, I think that says something to the industry, just that
right.
itself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But to be able to have that more collectively as a whole, that's what it should be. You know, it really should, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Totally agree.
Definitely. Well, listen, guys, I
totally agree.
I appreciate you guys calling in and crashing, but we got to jump into our first advertisement here, our first commercial.
Hey, no worries.
And
no
worries. But thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, guys, happy new year. We're happy to come on. And
yeah.
If you ever have any questions, then you know where to reach us.
Absolutely. And definitely both of you guys, I mean, you know, we'll plan on swinging by y'all's booth and everything during MTE. But, you know, we want to extend the offer to, you know, definitely get you guys to come over to our booth. You know, our plan right now is we're just going to, you know, kind of podcast most of the time while we're there. And we're just going to kind of pull people in for, you know, 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. So it's not too long away from your booth, and just kind of do a catch up and everything like that. So, you know, we definitely want to make sure we get you two guys, you know, either together or separately or whatever, you know, make sure we get you guys into the podcast booth at MTE next month. So yeah, we'll look forward
100%
to that.
100% look forward to it, guys. Forward to coming down where it's warm too. So
yeah, let's try not to bring that cold air with you like you always do the last couple
of
years.
It's gonna be cold. It's gonna be cold.
It'll be cold.
I know.
Bruno, get ready, buddy. Get those cards out.
I already know.
Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
You guys. Thank you.
Bruno, you're still ugly, but I love you anyway.
You know. Hey, thanks, Barry. Cheers. Yeah.
You guys have a happy new year. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
All right, and with that, let's do our first commercial break. Can somebody turn that down? Hey, I wanted to tell you how the Detailers Roadmap has increased leads and boosted my website's optimization on Google. The whole process from start to finish was a breeze, and the Detailers Roadmap staff was there every step of the way. They have a full team of writers and designers to communicate with during your development. And with the Detailers Roadmap, your site is built to convert and rank high on Google's main page. So go to detailersroadmap.com and start your new site design today. Yeah. So man, that was cool. That was super cool of Barry and Joel to call in and crash like that. We've got Barry lined up for the second Wednesday in January. We've got a cool little topic that we're gonna have him on. Here we go. Hey, you're live on the podcast with Jason and Alex. How you doing?
Fantastic, Alex. How are you?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
What's up, Dean?
Oh, great, brother.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see you guys nailed your goal for last year.
Listen, we appreciate all the help that you gave us with that.
That's all right.
Shouting out.
We're all on the same team, right?
Yeah. No, exactly. So how was your Christmas?
It was fantastic. We had a good Christmas. We didn't get hammered as bad as some of our friends further north in the States.
Yeah.
And in Canada, but yeah, it was good. I mean, we got to, all our family got together and stuff like that, and no real issues or anything. It was fun.
Nice.
Did you guys have a good Christmas?
I can't complain. I got a new car.
I got a cruise vacation on a cruise, so woo-hoo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah,
Jason.
All right.
Jason's going on his first cruise. Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
So yeah. So Dean, what are you looking forward to in 2023?
I am going to Mexico.
Oh, nice.
In February.
Oh,
nice. So that's why I can't come visit you guys, because I had to make it up to my wife, because instead of her kitchen getting done, I got to do all the work in my shop and get it rocking and rolling this year. So
gotcha.
I couldn't very well say, well, we're not going on vacation. I'm going to Florida. Instead. So I will see you guys, I promise, in 24.
Yeah.
I will be there.
It'll be awesome.
Yeah, and Andrew's coming too. So,
oh, sweet.
Nice. He's going to be there. I'm going to be there, and we're bringing our crews. So
that's awesome. Hell yeah, it'll be it'll be a good experience, I think, for you.
Yeah,
it'll be fun.
You know what? I was so glad to help you guys out, and it just drives home what Barry was saying too. You know, we all got to work together. The more we work together, the more stuff we can get done.
Yeah,
it's a lot easier.
Yeah. Tune out the white noise, man. Just tune out the white noise.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, that's because that's really all it is. It's just white noise. You know, as soon as we
start. Loud-ass white noise.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So you staying busy up there?
It's okay. It's quiet right now. Our economy got hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
We were busy up until about 2 weeks ago. And then it's calmed down. Like Andrew and I are still doing a little bit of work.
Okay.
But a lot of places around, it's very quiet.
Yeah.
You know, people were scrambling to get enough money together for Christmas presents. And
yeah,
the cost of food up here is outrageous. So
yeah, that's crazy.
It put a damper on a lot of stuff, eh?
Yeah. And I mean, you know, you always kind of expect a little bit of a slowdown this time of year anyways. I mean, I typically do, although I'm making as much money this week as I did the whole rest of the month. But, you know,
that's
just because of a big coding job. So helps that out.
Andrew and I both have Sarah Carpenter working for us, just to give her a little plug there.
Nice. Yeah.
So, yeah, we love Sarah. She's awesome.
Yeah. She was a year in review. That was a good episode. Really liked that one.
Yeah.
No, learned a lot from her.
Both of us have seen an increase in sales
awesome.
By getting Sarah to help us.
That's awesome.
So
that's good to hear, man. Because you know, there's a lot of people out there who are against that kind of stuff and like, oh, I can just do it myself. I don't see a reason to hire somebody else to do it. But when you see the numbers change, then you realize you made a good decision.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good decision to do this stuff.
Plus, it really is.
The same thing. Like everybody can do stuff themselves. But is it going to be worth it?
Right.
Well, that's the thing. Like to do it right. Like it really becomes a job. Like, you know, I mean, I look at some of these, you know, for example, Esme, you know, who I think is awesome and does a great job and everything like that. But, you know, I mean, she's posting on Facebook or on Instagram, you know, like 4 or 5 times a day. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, good Lord, like, how does she find the time between, you know, just being a kick-ass detailer and then, you know, posting on Instagram all the time to be able to, you know, keep her stuff up. So yeah, I mean, if you could do it, awesome. But, you know, I'm more in that boat of, I'd gladly just pay somebody to do it like Chris, you know.
The biggest thing I notice, Alex, is my mental health, because it's one less thing on my plate.
Yeah. Well, that's like, that's like Chris with Detailers Roadmap, you know, and he's like, hey, you know, take some pictures like this, like that, and, you know, log in and just, you know, tell us where you want them. And I'm like, dude, I pay you. Like, I'll just send them to you. You put them wherever. Like, you're the expert. You're the website expert, right? I'm paying you to do this. Like, you do it. I don't want to do it. Like, you know.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if I want to do a podcast or do some stuff for, you know, videos for my channel or whatever, I can do it.
Yeah.
Because now I have the time.
Yeah.
I was so freaking hammered with work, I couldn't get anything done.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough.
And
it's hard.
Because when you're busy and you're trying to advertise at the same time, it's too much.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
There's a lot of work that goes into making a nice video than just uploading it to some...
Yeah, Jason's learning that now.
I'm learning that 100% now. It's a lot of work. That's why I'm going to get my degree in this shit. Because there's a whole nother side to this graphic design and videography that I could learn that I know I haven't unlocked yet. So
yeah,
just try it.
I did animation at St. Clair for 3 years, and I learned a lot of stuff. And like what you see me do is rush jobs. Like it's not my finest work.
Right.
You know, but I'm just saying, like, if you know the basics, it helps you huge. Like you can do amazing stuff if you know what you're doing.
Right. Right.
So definitely it's going to help. It's going to help, Jason. If you take that, you'll be so thankful you did.
Oh, I know. Nice. I might be being a little overzealous right now, but like, so this is a plan that I have in my head. I don't know if it's going to stay in effect, but at least I will go get a bachelor's degree in graphic design. And depending on how I feel after getting that, I might go get another degree in copywriting. So, you know, it's something that I feel that if I can learn how to do very well, I could be an asset in a different way to the detail industry. So,
right. Yeah.
You know what? Go for it, man. Yeah. You'll know.
We'll see after the first 4 years, dude.
It's a right move or not.
We'll see if you get to those first 4 years.
Yeah, dude. We'll see, man. I'm not a school guy, but we'll see.
The animation's a little different because you got to sit there and draw for 14 hours a day.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're all stiff and sore and crippled up every day, you know, drawing and drawing and drawing, and you're still doing it after a couple of months, you know, then you're there for the duration, eh?
Right, right. So. Well, listen, Dean, we got to jump off and get to our next ad. Yeah. But thanks for calling in. Problem. Thanks for listening. Thanks
congratulations
for thank you.
Year.
Thank you.
You
appreciate it.
Great job.
Thanks for all the support and help. All right, buddy.
Have a good night.
Have an awesome new year. Okay?
Thanks, buddy. You too. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
All right. Bye. All right. Let's jump into the next one.
If you have not yet tried Oberg's new APS soap, now is your chance to receive 15% off by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. Oberg's new all-purpose soap is perfect for all your exterior washing needs. This unique formula combines plant-based cleaning power that is effective and versatile. Whether you are mobile washing or maintaining a ceramic-coated vehicle, APS soap works quickly and rinses easily. This super concentrated formula can also be used on really tough bugs and is very effective in dirty door jams. To find out more, please visit oberkcarcare.com.
Fucking Cam.
How dare he interrupt?
How do you call right in the middle of a commercial?
Oh,
yeah,
well.
Yeah, you. How do you call right in the middle of a commercial?
And the best one at that.
Well,
what's up, buddy?
just doing an interior, so I thought I'd call and listen to your ugly voices.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Mainly, I wanted
Alex
because he didn't give me anything for Christmas.
Do we have something to give him
besides herpes? I don't know.
Maybe a type of an award.
But we're not there yet.
But he's on the line.
All right. Okay, so Cam, you get a potty award for the best for or what is it for the champ for being a champ. you get the being a champ award. That's what it was. See, you got me thrown off because they're on my phone, so I couldn't remember what we had it. But yes, so Cam, you won. Being a champ, you won a podium.
Number one champ, buddy.
The champ is here.
Yeah,
he sure is.
Yeah. I do have a question for you both, though.
Okay.
All right.
What would you rather? Hands for dicks or dicks for hands?
God damn it.
I'd rather have dicks for hands so I can slap everybody.
I'm not. I don't want to play this game. It's a slippery slope.
You just got dick slapped, motherfucker.
Yeah. Okay. So hang on, Jason. So here's my follow up question to you. So if you want what? Dicks for hands?
Yeah.
So when you have some KFC, are you gonna be finger licking?
I got them baby wipes on deck. Baby wipes will be in the pocket 24/7.
I'm out. This is a family. This is a wholesome family podcast.
Come on, have a little fun. It's all hypothetical.
You're gonna pick one or the other.
What was it? Dicks for hands or hands for dicks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are questions we ask each other in the military. So this answer has been in my head for probably 10 years. Okay.
This is one of those, would you rather?
Yeah, I'd rather not, though, is the thing. I'd rather not.
Alex is uncomfortable right now, man. He's turning red. He's flush.
I can't even come up with an answer because I definitely don't want to be finger licking good at one time.
Dude, you can control licking your fucking fingers. What are you talking about? Nah. Is it gonna be so irresistible? Be like, oh yeah, dude, I really don't want to put that in my mouth.
I was eating some Doritos today with my sub, and my hands were full of like compound dust, and I still lick my fingers, bro. Like, I still lick my fingers.
Oh my god.
And I don't know if I want a hand. I don't like, so like, what am I peeing out of? Like, which finger am I peeing?
You still got a dick. And that's talking about if you want a fucking hand for a dick. Right.
I understand that. But then like, it's a hand, right?
You get to keep. I would assume you get to keep it. I don't think you reverse, right? Or am I wrong? Cameron.
Oh, it's the other way around. So your dick turns into a hand.
Right.
Well, then you get the five women at once.
That's what I'd choose.
Problem solved.
Dude, you couldn't find what you could. Yeah.
How do you hide your dick hands?
You make it work.
I'm out. Blackjack dealer. I'm out. I can't deal with this conversation. I can't. I'm just gonna stop answering when Pam calls because it's always something.
I appreciate when Cam calls. He brings a little different aspect to the podcast. So,
I mean, I guess I don't know. But anyways, Cam, you're our first winner of the Potty Award. It will.
Yay!
I don't know. Jason or I will post the virtual image on the Facebook discussion group page tomorrow.
Just tag everybody.
Yeah, we'll just tag everybody, so you can download it and copy it. It's a funny.
It's pretty funny.
It's a great virtual award picture. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
I'll have to trust you on that one.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah. I got a lot of trust in you now, man. I do, and I appreciate you even more because for our listeners, Cam sent me a package from Australia that contained a couple stickers, a koozie, and a nice shirt. And I was convinced that shit was going to have a fake spider in it or something crazy. And I shit you not, when I got the package, I slammed that shit on the ground and gave it a good stomp like 6 times. And then I opened it. But there was nothing in there, and I appreciate that.
They probably all crawled out in transit. Mine had a big hole in the pack, like where the package flap seals down, so they could have crawled out.
Mine didn't, so
memo to listeners, don't send Jason anything that can break.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if I have a sneaky suspicion they're gonna send me some bullshit, then You know, can't take Cam serious. First of all, he's a redheaded ginger, so there's that.
I really wish Cam would have put like a fake spider on a spring and like compressed it down into the package, so when he did open it, it would like spring out at you. Because, and then we could have had Ashley film it. That would have been great.
I would have known something was up when somebody started filming it. Nobody films fucking people opening shit unless there's something going down.
Could have been doing a package unveil or a box reveal or whatever.
We should have just got her to film you opening it when there's nothing in it, so you're hell paranoid.
Oh, I'm going to fucking have an early grave.
There's nothing in it, she starts filming you and you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
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 All right, Cam. I need to go do another commercial because we're so far behind on these. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
That's okay.
Piss off, champ.
And yeah. Glad you had a good year.
Thank you.
I don't look forward to listening to you all year.
Yeah. We don't look forward to you calling in again.
Yeah, exactly.
But the listeners do, so fuck you.
Yeah, I guess. All right, buddy. Have a happy new year.
See you guys.
All right, man.
Bye.
You too. See ya. Bye. See you, Dad.
That was my son.
Yeah. All right, let's do another ad. Get these. We're behind on these if we're going to keep this show running on time.
Still sitting on a bucket or poorly built shop stool? Aren't you tired of the discomfort and back pain caused by your lousy shop stool? The days of tiny casters and thin seats are over. Meet the Viper Chair, America's number one shop chair, made right here in the USA. The Viper Chair glides over any surface and loose debris with 4-inch industrial-grade casters. Relieve your lower back pain with the perfectly angled backrest. Prevent tipping and improve posture with a wide, sturdy base. Viper Chairs are designed for every industry: automotive, detailing, welding, or any other project in your garage, no matter what you love to do. With an artillery of accessories, Viper is here to help you with whatever the job requires. Stop wasting your money buying cheap shop stools and get yourself a Viper chair, handcrafted right here in America. Visit ViperIndustrial.com now for our $50 site-wide sale. But hurry, this sale ends soon. Shop ViperIndustrial.com. That's ViperIndustrial.com.
All right, and then if you use the code DSP25, you will save an additional 25% on top of that 50. It is a stackable coupon. All right, man. Well, since we did Cam's, I mean, we might as well just jump into the potty awards, I guess. So for everybody who's listening to this, and we've been talking about them or whatever, it's the potty awards, not the potty awards. So it's PODIE, not POTTY. Although the potty award is a potty award. So I pitched this idea to Jason. I said, hey, I think I want to do this just to kind of acknowledge some of the listeners who have been, a big help in the podcast, or just not even listeners, just people. Some of them are listeners, some of them aren't. But people that have helped drive the podcast forward, especially this past year, with some of the things they do or actions that they take and things like that. So I told him I wanted to mimic it off of the kind of like the Dundee Awards, right? So Michael Scott gives out the Dundee Awards, and they're like all these little crazy like office award type things or whatever. So obviously Cam Scorey gets the champ award. And that's just because, if you guys don't know, in Australia, champ is like an offensive word to say. I guess it's kind of the same as like they say cunt as like you're the buddy, and here a cunt is a derogatory thing. We say champ like, hey champ, what's up champ? Like there, it's a derogatory thing. So that's why Cam gets the champ award just cause. So we also have the pop cherry award. This goes out to somebody who popped their cherry on the podcast. I know there was probably a lot of people that have never been on a podcast before, and we were probably their first one, but this person went above and beyond and posted on his massive YouTube channel and got us a shit ton of listens. And if you guys don't know by now, the winner of the Popped Cherry Award goes to none other than Mr. Jim White. So applause, 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 applause. I should hit the applause button.
I'm saying, what are you doing, man?
I forgot I have an applause button.
Netflix podcast.
Okay. Our next award is the cheerleader. The cheerleader award is for somebody who I feel, or goes to somebody that I feel is a cheerleader for us, is always out there, you know, pushing for people to listen to us and watch us and check us out and those things. And nobody does that better than Mr. Dean Ferrandados. How you doing, Dean? You're a winner. Appreciate all that Dean does by making posts and sharing links and getting everybody to listen to us. He is our biggest cheerleader, I feel. And that's why he gets that award. The next award is the Play It Again Sam Award. This goes out to somebody who listens to the podcast multiple times. Each episode, multiple times, two or three, sometimes four, on the different podcasts. So not on Apple, not all on Spotify, listens to them everywhere. And it's mostly because he likes to get all the information out of the podcast. So the Play It Again Sam Award goes to Mr. Michael Hine. Appreciate Michael for doing all that. Next award is the Making It Rain Award. I had to come up with something for this person, just because they don't do a lot, but they do a lot. It's the only person that probably for the last year has sponsored us through Anchor. $5 a month. It's not a lot, but it is huge. It means a lot. It means the world. I've told him many times he could discontinue it. We have our advertisers that you know, give us all the money that that we need to do the things that we want. And he's like, no, man. He goes, I want to sponsor you guys. I just feel like I'm doing my part. And so the Making It Rain Award goes to none other than Mr. Corey motherfucking Taylor.
Hell yeah.
I hope he's listening to that. If not, I'm sure he'll listen tomorrow.
He'll listen to it tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. So this one I threw in because, I mean, it was just kind of funny. I had to do it. So this is the Best Scottish Accent in an Advertisement Award. And the reason why I thought it was funny is because this person is Scottish. But when he did the accent on the advertisement, I got so many people telling me it was the worst Scottish accent that they had ever heard. So I had to make one. So the Best Scottish Accent in an Advertise Award goes to Mr. Alan Medcraft. It was just too funny. This is another person who has done big help in the podcast, has helped us out a lot, doing a lot of different things and everything. And it is, so this one is the Pulls No Punches Award. If you guys don't know by now, it's John Perdue. Appreciate John just coming on and pulling no punches, saying it like it is, being candid, being open, having facts, and then what he does for the podcast behind the scenes too. And then the last one is pretty important. This person probably won't even give a shit because I told him about it earlier and he was just like, oh, whatever. This definitely is a person who probably barely listens to the podcast, but has done more for the podcast than I could ever thank him for. This one's the Puppet Master Award because he just sits behind and pulls the strings, and I'm his little puppet. And that's Mr. Aaron Knox. So those are the individual awards that we had. I hope you guys enjoyed.
I have one more individual award.
Oh, you got one?
Tell you about this on purpose. Okay. So this award is going to an individual who constantly uses this word. Always. And it is the award. And it's going to you.
Oh, I appreciate that, buddy. So now we wanted to give our advertisers some awards. So we tried to make up some funny ones. And of course, I threw that piece of paper away. So I'm going to try and wing it. So we had the loudest commercial award. Mm-hmm. And that one goes to Detailers Roadmap.
He bursted everybody's ears out every week.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we had the smoothest voice ad. And obviously that's Matty Arndt doing the O'Burke Car Care Award. So this one goes to Matty and to Dave. And then we had the best Made in America advertisement.
Yep.
And that one's going to go to Viper Chair, since they're made in America. And then, man, I'm really sorry, Ian. I can't remember what we had for the auto fiber one. best towel. I can't remember for the life of me what we had for that one. And then the best sexual innuendo commercials obviously goes to our friends over at Manscaped. And then last but not least, the For a Good Time Call award goes to Enzo North America for sponsoring the hotline. So thank you to all of our sponsors. We appreciate, hopefully, you getting a virtual potty award makes up a little bit for sponsoring us. Gives back a little bit.
Hope it makes you laugh.
Yeah, yeah. And for everybody else who did win, who we did give a potty award to, that's just our little way of thank you for everything that you do for the podcast. And then, oh, we forgot the very last one. The most important one is the Best Listener Award. And the Best Listener Award goes to... Do we have a drum roll?
No, I don't. I got a gunshot.
I have a drum beat. God damn it. All right. Da-da-da-da-da. The Best Listener Award goes to all of our listeners. That's right, because they are the best. We appreciate each and every one of you who tune in every Sunday night, every Thursday morning, and every day in between, and listen to us two chuckleheads clown it up for an hour-ish. Again, we have a really cool potty award image. One of us will post on the discussion group, and if you want to, you can save it, print it out, type your name on it. I don't care.
I would like to see that thing printed out. Like, if y'all want that printed out, hit me up. I'll get it hooked up for you. I'll throw your name on it, make it look nice and fancy, put it in a frame, and ship it to you.
Okay. Or they could just hit you up. You can add their name to it, and then they can print it out and save you a whole bunch
You could do that too. Yeah. Do that too.
Save you a little bit of money and buying a frame and shipping it or whatever.
Just put it up in like the bathroom or something. That'd be cool. Put it right over the toilet.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I mean, it is the potty award. Yeah. So again, thanks to everybody who.
Yo, Aaron Knox is watching.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I just said he's watching. So you better get your shout out now.
He chimed in a little bit too late. Apparently, he missed his potty award. That's all right. Well, Noxie, we appreciate you for everything you do, buddy. All the shit you give me and all that fun stuff. All right, so let's jump into another ad.
Another ad.
Yeah. All right. Let's get these knocked out. Oh wait, that's why I got to go back to my ads. There we go. Here we go.
Daniel here from the big box C store right down the street. Hey, we have a special in aisle 15 on yellow microfiber towels, guaranteed to scratch and mar your paint to high hell. So go on down aisle 15 if you're really looking for a less than quality product. Appreciate you. Come on down.
Hold up, Daniel. Every detailer who knows anything knows that auto fiber is where it's at. From the No Freak Streak to the Korean Pearl to the Dreadnought Drying Towel, Auto Fiber has everything that you need. So go to autofiber.com and use the code DSP at checkout to save today. All right. All right, so that's all of our ads, so we can murk out these last 4 minutes with a little bit of what's coming in 2023. So you guys have probably known, I think we've mentioned it a couple times or whatever. So 2023 is hopefully going to bring some big things. I mean, obviously we're going to be at MTE. We're going to be sharing the Detailers Roadmap booth with Chris and his team doing live podcasts. Think of us as Chris's dancing little monkey, right? We're going to be over there doing our little thing. Hopefully people will be like, oh, cool, there's a couple of two dancing monkeys. Let's go check them out. And then they'll be like, oh, let's go check out Chris's Detailers Roadmap, and let's check out some cool website stuff, and let's get a website made. That's the plan. Hopefully we'll get some people into Chris's booth. That gave me the idea to try to get out more with the podcast, to get people to interact with us and just hear about us and things like that. So we will be doing SDC for the most part. I haven't decided, or Jason and I are still kind of kicking it around. Do we do our own booth, or do we crash, our advertisers that are there? Do we play the dancing monkey role again, and do we just crash their booth and hang out with them for an hour or two or whatever and just record some stuff? I know SDC is a little bit shorter than MTE because it's like 2 half days. It's only like 12 to 5. I think Friday and Saturday versus MTE's like 10 to 5 or 8, 9 to 5 or something like that. So we're going to be doing that. And then we will also definitely with budget, we will be doing SEMA. And so with SEMA, we will definitely be crashing advertisers' booths because we are not a manufacturer, so we cannot do our own booth at SEMA, let alone.
Plus the booths are like 10 G's.
Yeah. Yeah. And, we've already done the, please, sir, may we have some more money to our advertisers. and they've graciously given us a little bit more money. But, I don't think they would have footed the bill for us to do a SEMA booth. So we'll be crashing booths at SEMA. Jason and I will both be there. That's the one I'm looking forward to, I think, a little bit the most. After MTE, just because I love MTE the best, but the SEMA one, because I think that's where, it'll be cool to actually meet and see some of our international listeners, because that's where we'll see them at. We won't really see those guys at MTE, but I think it'll be really, really cool at SEMA to kind of, see and meet all of our international people. So that's if
my
you're planning
first on SEMA ever too.
Yeah.
First time to SEMA, first time to Vegas.
Next year we'll have to give Jason the I popped my cherry at SEMA award, the potty award. Yeah. And so right now, as it stands, you guys will hear some of the same advertisers next year. I'm waiting on one of our advertisers to confirm that they're in for next year, but the majority of them have. And then we have also brought, we're bringing in a new advertiser.
Sponsor.
I want to stop calling them sponsors. I'm going to call them advertisers just because of the lingo. But yeah, sponsor, whatever you want to call them.
Give us money to promote, so wouldn't it be sponsor?
Yeah, but I always think of sponsors as hey, give Timmy $5, so he can go to his little league game or like that, that kind of deal. These people are paying for advertisement, so they're advertisers or whatever. Yeah. But I'm excited to bring on to announce this one. I was trying to see if he messaged him this morning to see if he would jump in and kind of announce it, but I never heard back from him. But we have our new advertiser is going to be Car Supplies Warehouse. So I'm excited that Jason and Greg from Chicago Auto Pros, they have the Car Supplies Warehouse. I'm excited for them to come on. Jason reached out to me back in October and said, hey, we would like to do this. And I said, sure, I'd love to have you on. So I don't feel that they conflict with any of our other advertisers. So I think it'll be a great addition. You guys will have a new place to, order your chemicals from and stuff like that. They carry a lot of chemicals. So yeah, it'll be cool. And there's a couple other people that have reached out that want to come on board too. And we're kind of mulling it over. So we'll see where that goes. But as of right now, I'm excited that the people that we've had this past year are staying with us. That shows, what loyalty and the family and things like that, that we kind of, want it to be. I don't want to be like a whole, bouncing around. I like to stick. I'm a rut kind of guy. So when I find something I like to stick with it. And I really enjoy the people who sponsor us right now or advertise with us right now. They're, great friends, great brands, great companies. So I'm excited that they're sticking around with us. And I'm excited that Car Supplies Warehouse is going to jump in for next year. What else for next year? Yeah, I don't know. I will say next Wednesday, everybody who's been asking for this better show up, better be on YouTube, better be on Facebook, because I finally have found an insurance guy who is willing to come on and talk about what you need for your business. He's going to ask questions. He's capable of, doing insurance all across the country. A couple of people that I had talked to before were only kind of like licensed in their state or their, whatever. And so they were kind of like, I don't know if, I don't know if I want to do it or whatever, but this guy can apparently, so if you're wherever you're at in the US and you want to end up reaching out to Warren, and Warren is his name. If you want to reach out to Warren, afterwards, he will be able to help you. So I'm excited for that one because it's been the one that I think the most, asked for. So y'all better show up. That's all I'm saying. Cause if not, we're not doing any of your suggestions anymore. It'll be the Jason and Alex show, and that's it. I'm trying to think of what else we're gonna do for next year. We're traveling. We're gonna go out. Yeah, we're gonna take this show on the road, baby.
Individually, what are you doing? Like, what are you looking forward to in 2023?
I don't know, man.
There's got to be something.
I'm not looking forward to turning 50, so I'm not looking forward to that.
Ooh, I'll be in town for that one.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that one. I don't know, man. Just more of the same. You know, I mean, I'm a pretty easy guy, man. As long as the boat's not rocking, then I'm happy. You know, so hopefully the business stays, you know, the way that it's been going the past couple of years, which is, you know, kind of on the up, without me having to actually work more. Hopefully the podcast, you know, just keeps growing and keeps rolling the way it's going. I mean, it's already, you know, blowing my mind. it already blows my mind how much it grows all the time, you know. You know, the biggest thing is, you know, all these three or four people that have reached out about actually sponsoring or, you know, advertising with us, is huge. Cause I mean, that just shows, you know, what the podcast is doing in the industry or for the industry or within the industry or whatever. Right. So, you know, I'm excited to do traveling, man. I'm excited to go to Kentucky with you for SCC. I'm excited to go to SEMA.
Are you going on any vacations or anything in 2023?
You know, doing the typical cheer vacation. You know, going to Dallas in February with.
How about looking forward to driving a new fucking car more? I don't know. Say something, jeez.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what I am looking. I'll tell you what I just thought about it. So there is an episode you don't know about yet. Nobody knows about it. That I'm actually kind of hoping happens in the next like couple of days or this week. That's going to be a fun one, but I can't talk about it. So I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's cool. Let's say I'm looking forward to something, but I can't tell any of you what it is.
Because I don't know if it's going to happen. It was an idea pitched by a friend, and I love the idea. I said, let's do it. We haven't done it before. But, you know, there's some things to work around for our schedules. So I was hoping that it could be, you know, not the first, because we're doing the what's on your mind first. But I was hoping it would be the first.
This question.
Yeah, whatever.
Butchered that question.
You asked, man. You asked.
Well, I'm looking forward to going back to school in 2023. Yeah. I'm looking forward to going on my first cruise. That's pretty exciting and scary at the same time. And I'm going back home for the first time in 7 years since I moved to Florida, back to Boston. I'm taking my wife and I'm looking forward to showing her Fenway Park and all that stuff. So nice. This, you got nothing going on, bro?
I mean, I got a lot going on, but like it's, you know, it's all balls in the air.
Are you looking forward to another cheer season? No, I'm not looking forward. You see the disappointment in his face, people? He's like, no. Alex loves going to him. Don't let him fool you. He is the cheer dad.
I'm getting cheered out, honestly. Haley made a comment the other day about quitting, and I was like, can we please? I was like, I'm done. I'm cheered out. No, I love watching her cheer. The team she's on this year isn't proven yet to be that great, so it's a little disappointing. You know, when I don't get to see her do her best because the team's just not hitting on all cylinders yet. But, you know, they only had one competition so far, so they still got plenty of time to to get it going and get on board with it and everything. So, yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just excited to see what's going to happen, man. Watch the podcast.
You
know what
you should be excited for? What's next that? Year, when you turn 50, you get your AARP, don't you?
That's something
to look forward to.
I could get that now if I wanted it.
For real?
Yeah, dude, you don't have to be a certain age. You just have to sign up for it.
maybe you just, you know, what is it? Maybe 30 more years closer to Social Security? Is it like, 20, when do you get Social Security?
I think it's like 65, so 25.
Oh, dude, you're going to be 15 years. It's even better.
Yeah, 15 years. Yeah. Dude, yeah, but that's, dude, I'd keep working at that part. I would just keep working. I'd probably make more money detailing than I would off of Social Security.
You would. Hopefully, yeah. You're working for a company at that point.
Yeah. Hopefully, that is the ultimate goal is to get on board with a brand. Yeah. But who knows, man? The way this podcast keeps going, man, like, you know, if we could get those 70,000 listens a month that you want.
Okay, we could be fucking rolling in. We could be waking up at 12 in the afternoon.
I wouldn't even detail anymore. I'd just sit on the podcast and make content.
I'd hand paint assassins to somebody else.
Right? Man, shit. Yeah, I should have wrote more down. I thought there was more stuff to go over for next year.
We hit over an hour, so I think we're
yeah. No, I just feel like I just feel like I'm missing something, though.
Are you missing a piece of your heart, Alex?
No.
Do you need to lay down on the couch and vent to us?
No, I feel like there's something that's going on next year that I just didn't mention.
That's denial. Tell us what's wrong.
No, I'm not in denial.
Come on. Lay your head on my breast. Tell me what's wrong.
Changed my mind. We're not sharing a room in Kentucky now.
Oh, snap. I want to thank our callers for calling in. Barry, Joel, Dean, and Cam. You guys are awesome.
Appreciate it. I want to thank everybody for listening. For this past year, for the past 2.5 years, three and a half years, where have we been? 20?
It's going on three.
So two and a half years. Yeah, 2.5 years because I started it in 2020.
July. You started it in July 2020.
Yeah. Thank you everybody for listening. Our YouTube, the people that are finding us on YouTube, thank you for watching us on YouTube. Please go over and listen to us on the podcast. We are a podcast, not a YouTube, even though Jason wants us to be a YouTube channel.
It's not about wanting it to be a YouTube channel. It's just giving another avenue for people to listen and see at the same time.
I know. I'm going.
Stop saying that I want it to be a YouTube thing.
But you do. You do. You want to do more. You want to do more exposure on YouTube. You want to do more on YouTube.
No, I want to. Yes. I want to do more on YouTube. I want to do more on fucking Facebook Live. I want to do more wherever anybody can listen or fucking watch this thing. I want to get exposure.
Okay, you know what I'm looking for? You want to know? So here's something I'm looking forward to. And I should have already done this, but I'm going to do it for the new year. I'm going to move this fucking mic stand to this other side of the table. So hopefully this thing isn't in the camera view of all times.
Mine's in my camera view. Not a big deal. It's not a big deal. Nobody gives a shit.
Thanks, Cam. That's actually, I'm surprised that you actually said something nice. I guess he feels obligated to because we gave him a champ award. Yeah, but yours isn't in your camera view as much as mine is. Because mine like goes up and kind of over my laptop. But I'm gonna move it over that way.
I'm getting a new armbar anyway where I can hide the cord like inside of it.
Yeah, those are cool. A little more expensive though. I just have my cord just draped over. So, all right. So that's all we got. Hopefully we didn't forget anything. If we did, whatever. we'll catch it next year. So please go check out the website, thedetailsolutionspodcast.com. Go and follow us on YouTube, The Detail Solutions Podcast, MTE. Please go to the Golden Mic, nominate us, and like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell, whatever, wherever you're listening to it. Give us a review, please. And please give us more listens. We actually got into top 100 last week on Chartable for the US and the UK. And I am that guy that tracks a couple of other podcasts as well. And I hate when they're above us. So keep listening. I want to be the best, man. I just want to be the most listened to. All right. You guys have a great New Year's. Be safe. We will see you next week with Warren. Yep. And we will talk insurance. Later. So y'all better show up. I swear to God, if you don't show up in the podcast, it'll be over. You guys will never hear my voice again. I'm kidding. All right. Take care. Bye.